Two explosions rocked the Somali capital Mogadishu Wednesday outside a hotel where the newly elected president and Kenya's foreign minister were holding a news conference. Two people were reportedly killed in the attack. President Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud and the Kenyan minister were unharmed. The blasts come just 2 days after the election of political newcomer Mahmoud as the president in the most inclusive election in the country in years, ousting Sheikh Sharif Ahmed. We spoke to Bishop Giorgio Bertin, Apostolic Administrator of Mogadishu, who says the political situation in the country remains fragile.
Certainly, the election of a new president, preceded by the election of a new parliament and the approval of a constitution, opened the way to a new political situation, which, however, remains fragile. Well, for the church throughout these 22 years has continued her presence, but mainly and simply through her humanitarian wings, I would say, through Caritas. What I envisage is that if the situation proves to be stable and safe, we should step further and ask and see the possibility of a physical presence of the church with a place of worship.